Creating an alter ego and how it can help you. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, Jay Foreman. And if you are coming through, please do let me know. I want to know that you're coming through. Guess what day is today, guys? It's fucking haircut day. Desperately need a haircut on the areas of my head that I have hair left. How we doing? Halfway through the week. We are days away from starting the 5-day masterclass next week. So if you're on board with us, brilliant. Looking forward to working with you. If you're not, sort your fucking shit out and get up on there and tag someone you think might need it over the 5 days starting next week. Details. Morning. Details and registration are up on the link somewhere. Anyway, alter egos. Now, I've been working with guys for a long time and kind of felt something that we needed was a standard to meet. Now, I felt like one of the best ways to do this was to create some form of mindset, some form of alter ego, an alternative personality, if you like, that you can kind of switch into when the moment arises. Now, when I used to be in the Marines, whenever I'd get into a situation or something would happen, I just sort of click into green mode, as me and a couple of lads used to call it. And that green mode was just like fucking strong personality, strong character, strong values. This is the standard. Royal Marines set their standard very high. You just get the fucking job done. And that could be in a wartime environment. That could be parenting, making and drilling the kids. That could be any situation, anywhere. And you just suddenly switch into that mind, to those standards, to that mindset. Boom, and you get the job done. Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges. You'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meetup training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put 1 foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment, and you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
And if you like, I wanted to create something similar for men. And in the mastermind, we started talking about the elite operator. Now, the elite operator, for me, is the alter ego that I get men to set themselves. Now, the elite operator is the standard in which is required for us to show up and live the lives that we want to live. I should point out, if you don't give a fuck about yourself, I wouldn't even bother watching this. And it would make no relevance to you. But if you are somebody that is looking to improve the way that they are living their lives, their health, their mindset, their relationships, their career, the way they show up, then having an alter ego as an elite operator can really raise your game. And every time you come to a situation where temptation is on the table, where the excuses are arising, where there's the opportunity to take a shortcut, you almost look yourself in the mirror at that alter ego, and you turn around and you question yourself, is this what I should be doing? Is this the standard that I set for myself? And it's almost like having that alter ego right here, turning around saying to you, that's not what we set out to do. That's not the mission. Why are you doing that? So it's almost like an invisible accountability partner. And I visualize mine from back in the days of watching Black Hawk Down, which was the reason I joined the military, that film. And I look at the special forces operator, I think it was that Eric Banner. You kind of like the glasses, dark moody look, looking the bollocks. You know, you want to really connect with this character. Like, because they wouldn't take any shit. They're meticulous. They're clinical. They're focused on the mission. They're not distracted. And I think when you get into that mindset, that's the standard that you're setting yourself in terms of showing up, right? We suddenly go from Billy excuses, Billy Mo mates, to then suddenly having that standard. And now you have a visualization of that character and him talking to you in your ear. And you could be just walking down here like I'm talking to my phone. People are like, it's like, who's he talking to? I'm talking to my elite operator, dickhead. But in your mind, you can have that communication with that elite operator because in theory, he's holding you accountable for not showing up or not meeting the standard. And in theory, so a lot of people turn around and say, oh, I always had JB in my ear telling me I shouldn't be doing that or this is not what I should be doing. In theory, it's having one of them permanently with you, having that alter ego, that character, that visualization in your ear saying, shouldn't be doing this. This is not what we should be doing. And the more you practice that, the more you bring that into your mindset, the more likely you are to make better choices, not make excuses, put the work in where required to get the results that you're looking for. I hope that helps. I just really want to give you that picture, that visualization of what that is. I talk about some more of that in my new book. Never gonna get that fucking finished. Anyway, listen, I hope that helps. If there's anything, if this has helped you, let me know. If this makes sense, let me know. I hope you have a great Wednesday. I'm going to see you tomorrow morning at 5:30. Have a great day. Kill it. Own it. Don't forget, elite operator mindset. Everywhere you go.